Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. First on the docket, Barry Morphew takes a plea. Johnny Depp will have to defend his win. The yoga instructor in Texas charged with murder, well, her attorney says the police messed up. Thomas Lane is sentenced. The Uvalde shooter's mother agrees with me. And an example of, is this the new America? And then we have a woman who tries to steal a baby from a hospital. And this next story will give all BM drivers a bad rap, as if it's not bad enough already. And then finally, our dumb criminal of the day. Let's talk about it. All right, aficionados, let's get to it. You know the drill. Subscribe if you haven't. Like if you do. Hit that bell for notifications. All right, let's go ahead and open the docket for Thursday, July 21st. First on the docket, Barry Morphew. Remember that guy? Oh, yeah, he was the one charged here in the state of Colorado up in Salida for allegedly murdering his wife, Suzanne Morphew. And then the prosecution completely screwed up the case, took it forward to court with a 132-page affidavit, which was a huge red flag for any attorney. And needless to say, the prosecution had their case gutted by the judge for noncompliance with discovery issues. Well, he also had another case going on. During the course of the investigation regarding the disappearance of Suzanne Morphew, well, the police noticed that Suzanne Morphew voted after she went missing. Well, it turns out that Barry Morphew went ahead and witnessed the ballot, didn't sign the signature, but basically was charged with forgery in regards to that ballot fraud. He basically said, hey, he knew all the other guys were cheating. I knew Suzanne would want to vote for Trump, so I wanted to make sure and hope that they would win. Well, it didn't turn out so well. Had him dead to rights. You'd think if the prosecution really wanted a conviction for Barry Morphew, this would have been it. But no, the prosecution offered him a deferred judgment. So what does a deferred judgment mean? It means that he pled guilty, and it means that he is put on probation. And during the pendency of that probation, the judgment of conviction does not enter. However, if he messes up on probation, he fails to do his 32 hours of useful public service that was assigned to him, or picks up any new cases, then he would go back into court and there would be a petition to revoke that deferred judgment. And if it was based upon technical violations, like he didn't show up to his probation officer, then that conviction could be revoked based upon a preponderance of the evidence. If it was an allegation of a new charge, the prosecution would have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Normally that just trails the new case to see what happens. And if he's convicted, judgment of conviction enters. The court could then sentence him to whatever sentence they deem appropriate. On a class 5 felony, it would be anywhere from probation to community corrections to prison. It would usually depend upon what the new offense was. Bottom line is, he cannot possess firearms, can't go hunting for the period of the 1 year deferred judgment. And if he successfully completes it, he's allowed to withdraw his guilty plea. It goes away like it never happened, and he can have his case sealed. Pretty good deal for Barry Morphew. All right. One question I do have, though, for the district attorneys up there. As you may recall, when they dismissed the case, they said they were going to continue to search for Suzanne Morphew, and they knew exactly where she was. They just needed to wait for the snow to melt. Well, it's now July 21st. That mountain snow has melted. I wonder when the police and the district attorney are going to update us on the status of the search for Suzanne Morphew. All right, next on the docket, Johnny Depp is going to have to defend his win. Now, a spokesperson for Amber Heard says, quote, "We believe the court made errors that prevented a just and fair verdict consistent with the First Amendment. We are therefore appealing the verdict. And while we realize today's filing will ignite the Twitter bonfires, there are steps we need to take to ensure both fairness and justice." That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Amber Heard has filed a notice of appeal seeking to have that $15 million verdict reversed. The main issue will be that it's a First Amendment argument, which was the main issue in the case. That was a legal question for the court to decide. The court said that the case could go forward. But if the appellate courts determine that the trial judge got it wrong, then we get a do-over. Now, no talk exactly of how Ms. Heard is paying the appeal bond in this particular case, which is normally the cost of the judgment plus interest that it accrues. So we're talking a hefty chunk of change. Since the attorneys that represented Ms. Heard were funded by her homeowner's insurance policy, which covered defamation, it's more than likely the insurance company is going to foot that bill. We will keep you updated. Next, the attorney for the Texas murder suspect has signaled his client's defense strategy after pleading not guilty to killing a perceived romantic rival. Well, the attorney, a guy by the name of Rick Kofer, he represents 34-year-old Caitlin Marie Armstrong, and he claims the police botched the case. Now, Ms. Armstrong wants her day in court, according to her attorney, Mr. Kofer, and he told reporters outside the courthouse, there's a lot more to this story that is yet to be heard. We're listening, Mr. Kofer. We invite you to come on and talk about it here on Crime Talk. Now, the story, as authorities tell it, is that Ms. Armstrong shot and killed the professional cyclist, Ann Mariah Mo Wilson, on May 11th for having had a relationship with Armstrong's boyfriend, another professional cyclist by the name of Colin Strickland. Now, according to the police, Strickland said he and Wilson briefly got together while he was separated for a time from Armstrong, and a friend of Wilson said that Armstrong later contacted Wilson so many times that Wilson blocked the phone number. Now, Armstrong sold her car 2 days after the shooting, fled from Texas to New York, and then flew out of Newark, New Jersey to Costa Rica, according to authorities. And that's where the marshals caught up with her. She was allegedly hiding out in hostels with a fake ID. And according to initial reports from various sources, a witness at the hostel said she left behind a receipt for plastic surgery under a different name. Whatever the case, she definitely returned to the United States with a different face and hair color, all courtesy of the United States Marshals. The trip, that is. Well, what is the big mystery that Armstrong's attorney thinks the police messed up? He asserted that the Austin police apparently ignored a tip that an ex-boyfriend of Wilson, that's right, ignored a tip from an ex-boyfriend of Wilson. He also alleged someone vandalized Armstrong and Strickland's home the night of Wilson's death. Reasonable doubt? Color me suspicious. I guess time will tell. Thomas Lane was sentenced. A federal judge in the District of Minnesota on Thursday sentenced now former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane to 2.5 years, 30 months in federal prison in connection with the death of Mr. George Floyd, and that sentence will run concurrent with the state sentence that he received. Mr. Lane had pled guilty to second-degree manslaughter in separate and subsequent state court proceedings on May 18th of this year. So, I've said it before and I will say it again. Sometimes if you don't make decisions, people will make decisions for you. Now, former officer Lane didn't make a decision, or I guess he made a conscious decision to stand by and watch other people engage in the death of Mr. Floyd. Bottom line is he chose to do nothing. That was the argument by the prosecutors in this particular case as Officer Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck. Doing nothing. That's right. Doing nothing sometimes can be a crime. So make good decisions, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, people will make them for you. And in this case, a federal judge did. 2.5 years, concurrent with your state sentence. All right. The Uvalde shooter. That's right. The mother agrees with me. Adriana Martinez, the mother of the Uvalde shooter, was walking across the street in Uvalde when she was approached by relatives of one of the 19 children killed at the Robb Elementary School on May 24th. Now, as I said, the mother of Salvador Ramos, was emotionally wept as she called her son a coward after relatives of one of the victims confronted her. The exchange went something like this. What reason did he have to kill 21 people? Another relative screamed. Martinez responded, I didn't know. She added, I know my son was a coward. You don't think I don't know that? I know. You don't think I'm carrying all that with me? You don't think I don't know? And I am sorry. Well, I think that's all we have to say about that. But I have said all these mass shooters are nothing but cowards, and at least the family knows that as well. And yes, my heart goes out to her. I'm sure she did not want her son to go do that. and she should not be punished for it. She's going to punish herself every day with that, not spotting out something, not telling somebody. But the reality of it is her son is a coward, and all of these mass shooters, their names shouldn't just be forgotten. They should always be remembered for being the cowards that they are. All right, next on the docket, is this the new America? Take a look at this video. This was literally moments before an Uber driver was shot when what appears to be, you know, a carjacking gone wrong. You can see the video footage shows the moment two men in hoodies approach a silver car and yank open the driver's side door. The pair can be heard shouting at the driver, identified as Kung Fung, before one of the assailants reveals a gun and shoots into the car. The attackers then flee the scene, leaving the car door open without stealing the car or taking anything, as far as the police know at this point. Now, police said the killing took place on Sunday, July 17th, around 11 a.m. in the 2000 block of 13th Avenue in Oakland, California. Now, police released the footage of the shooting for an appeal for witnesses of the shooting, calling it a suspected carjacking, even though the suspect didn't get the car stolen. Local police and Crime Stoppers of Oakland are offering a reward of up to $12,500, leading to an arrest in this case. Listen, someone, somewhere knows something. And the detectives are asking viewers to listen closely to the voices and watch the mannerisms of those in the videos to see if it's somebody that they know. And if you know these individuals, contact the Oakland Police Department at area code 510-238-3821. Next on the docket, we haven't had a baby stealing case in a while, but a 23-year-old woman was arrested last week after she allegedly tried to abduct a newborn baby from the infant's mother while disguised as a nurse. Jesenia Miron was charged with kidnapping and is being held on a $1 million bond at the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Now, the deputies assigned to the health center there were notified last Thursday morning that there was someone impersonating a nurse on the hospital campus. Deputies discovered that the woman had posed as a newly hired nurse and entered a medical unit where there were newborn infants. The woman reportedly went into a patient's room, identified herself as a nurse, and tried to take the patient's baby. She was confronted by hospital staff, fled before the hospital security or law enforcement could locate her. Deputies identified the suspect as Miron and located her at her residence in Moreno Valley. They also confiscated what they termed additional items of evidentiary value. Now, Miron has also been charged with child stealing and is due back in court next Tuesday. Now, the hospital CEO is basically saying that they are working with everybody to investigate how this possibly could have happened. When they got into the room and someone tried to take a child's baby and make sure that the family feels secure and protected while they are there. That is all the stuff for we're doing everything we can. This was not reasonably foreseeable. And please, please don't sue us that quickly. Let us save up a little more money before you sue us. Haven't had one of those in a while, but you just never know where they're going to come from. Okay, now as a BMW driver, let me tell you, there's a lot of discrimination out there for BMW drivers. And I like to think that I am a good driver of a BMW. Okay, now occasionally I jokingly say, it's okay, I'm speeding, it's okay, I drive a BMW. Okay, but this next story gives everyone a bad rap, particularly when somebody passes away. Now, an Oregon father of two was gunned down in a suspected road rage incident last week after he accidentally splashed windshield wiper fluid on a passing BMW, according to his partner that was in the car. Dennis Anderson and Brandy Goldsberry were traveling from the beach in Lincoln City on the Oregon coast back to their home in Tigard around 8:30 p.m. on July 13th, when they spotted a black BMW 3 Series trying to pass them. Goldsberry told the paper that her partner sprayed washer fluid on the windshield of their car and that some of the liquid may have landed on the BMW. I was just like, ignore him. He's just having a bad day, she recalled, telling Anderson of the other motorist. Now, the BMW sped away, but a few miles later at the rest area near Otis, Goldsberry said she and her partner spotted the same car parked on the side of the road that Anderson drove by the BMW, which then started following him. and according to Goldsberry, driving close to the rear of their car as if they were trying to hit them. And then it would go into oncoming traffic and kind of swerve towards us, according to her. After several apparent attempts to drive Anderson off the road, Goldsberry said she told him to pull over and call 911 for help, which he did, and he got out of the vehicle. That is when Goldsberry said the driver of the BMW stopped parallel to them and opened fire on their car. The last thing Anderson said was, "Oh my God, they shot me." Now, Goldsberry unbuckled her seatbelt and got out of the car to get help. By the time she got to him, blood was coming out of his mouth, she said, of the wound to her partner. She said a good Samaritan who stopped to help did do CPR on Anderson and didn't stop until the paramedics arrived. Despite all the life-saving efforts, Anderson was pronounced dead at the scene. By then, the driver of the BMW had fled. Now, the Oregon State Police, which is investigating the fatal shooting, said the suspected gunman is a short man in the early 20s with a medium build and dark hair. And as of today, no arrest has been made. And Anderson is survived by his partner, his two teenage daughters, and an adult stepson. Okay, everyone out there should help find this guy. It shouldn't be that difficult. And bring this person to justice. That is just cold-blooded murder. And clearly, somebody is going to get upset by windshield washer fluid hitting their car. Are you serious? Somehow I think you probably don't really deserve to live amongst the civilized. But that's just me. And finally, our dumb criminal of the day. Now, this guy was accused of breaking into a home and was arrested after they found his phone at the scene. Now, somebody gave me a comment yesterday, and Scott, why are you always giving advice to criminals to leave their phones at home? And I said, it doesn't matter. Nobody ever listens to the attorney anyway. And here's an example. So according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, investigators identified Corey Winston as the suspect in a June 27th burglary. Now, the victim says that she woke up in the middle of the night to Winston standing by her bed. She told the deputies that she started yelling and Winston tried to cover her mouth with his hand. He eventually let her go and walked out of the house. Now, the sheriff's office said nearby security cameras captured the man matching his description, riding a black bicycle away from the area. Deputies tracked Winston down after the victim discovered a cell phone in her bed with a home screen photo appearing to show him with his family. When deputies caught up with Mr. Winston at his home about 2 miles away, he was wearing, coincidentally, the same clothing that the victim described. They also spotted a black bicycle in the open garage, plain view. Winston told detectives that he was at home all day, but his story changed after deputies dialed a phone number he provided and it matched the phone left at the victim's home. Winston then told investigators that he lost his phone at the Walmart earlier that day, but that his call history showed that he took a call within an hour of the burglary. The sheriff's office said that Mr. Winston resisted the deputies while being interviewed and hit one of them in the face, making things worse, no doubt. Mr. Winston has been charged with burglary with assault, battery, battery on law enforcement officer, and violation of probation on a previous charge of false imprisonment and kidnapping in a domestic-related dispute. So, obviously, Mr. Winston is our dumb criminal of the day. First of all, don't go into somebody else's house at night unless you have permission, because you're lucky you didn't get shot, Mr. Winston. And two, that's just weird and creepy, standing over a female's bed at night when you're not invited in the house. Let's face it, weird and creepy. Fortunately, you didn't do anything to the resident of the house, but then you dropped your phone. Now, I'm not saying commit crime, ladies and gentlemen, but we've said here, nobody ever listens to the attorney. Don't take your phone. Well, Mr. Winston obviously dropped his phone, and then he lies about it after that, and then he assaults the police officers, only making things worse. Mr. Winston, you are our dumb criminal of the day. Congratulations. All right, let's go ahead and close the docket for July 21st, 2022. And a quick reminder, if you want to get some cool merch, hit the link below. This is going to be a top seller. I can feel it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.